Cale Clark here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Relevant Radio and get a free phone. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Hey, this is Cale Clark. Welcome to the Cale Clark Show on this Thursday. And yes, we are almost finished our pledge drive. In fact, this is the last night for pledge drive on the Cale Clark Show. It'll be over by the time we meet again tomorrow. So if you want to support this program, it's really your last major opportunity to do that tonight, 877-291-0123. And I was just listening to Drew Mariani and Mike Kendall doing such a great job, just pumping this pledge drive. I love it. And you know what? We're so close to our next major goal of, well, actually, we just crossed it. Well, how about that? We just crossed the $2.3 million mark. Whew. And it happened apparently in just a moment ago. So I'm taking full credit for this. No, I'm only kidding. No, those guys are really working hard. And you guys are too, to make this happen. And so, yeah, we've reached the $2.3 million mark. We've got to get to $3 million and we can see it. We can see the goal in sight. Well, so many great things we're going to talk about on the show today. I'm going to tell you about a famous Jewish comedian who was converted to Catholicism. A really intriguing story. Also, how to ask better questions. If you want information, if you want people to help you with certain things or move ahead in life, you need to ask better questions. And I'm going to tell you how you can ask more useful questions. Plus, wow, we just came through the midterms. And when we think about politicians, you know, the politician that I always think of is Abraham Lincoln, because Honest Abe, there was nobody like this guy. Did you know that he was also, I did not know this, this blew my mind, Abraham Lincoln was a street fighter. Yeah, it was like full WWE, MMA. I mean, this is wild stuff. I'm going to tell you the amazing story of Abraham Lincoln's street fighting career coming up in the program. But first, let's start off this hour, as we always do during this Pledge Drive week, with the Memorare, asking for Our Lady's help. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, well, speaking of Our Lady, she really played a prominent role in the conversion of a famous comedian that you probably have never heard of. But this just came out this week on Monday. There's a famous Jewish comedian in France, and his name is Gad Elmaleh. Gad Elmaleh. And if you haven't heard of him, maybe you have, but I had not. But he's apparently pretty famous overseas. And in fact, over the past two decades, France, unfortunately, like a lot of places around the world right now, is suffering from a rise in anti-Semitism. And we've heard about this even on American shores. The basketball player Kyrie Irving plays for the Brooklyn Nets. He's been embroiled in controversy over the past few days by tweeting about an anti-Semitic movie that's out there on Amazon. And so this is, unfortunately, anti-Semitism is rearing its ugly head again. And there's a lot of evil out there, obviously, in the world. And Gad Elmaleh, over the last two decades, he's been a source of pride for a lot of Jews who live in France because of his great success in the entertainment world. He's the son of Moroccan immigrants. And he talks about his Jewish identity in his comedy sketches. He was nominated for a Caesar Award, and the Caesar Award is kind of like the Oscars in the United States. And apparently at some point he crossed over into the American comedy world. I don't know. I have not heard of this guy. I should call my friend Jen Fulweiler and see if she's heard of him. But He was in the news a lot some years ago because he actually had a child with the daughter of a princess from Monaco. How about that? So I guess a modern day Grace Kelly or something like that. So anyways, on Monday of this week, Gad Elmaleh, he said during a TV interview that he is actually converting to Catholicism, and that created a major sensation. And he was actually talking about this while he's promoting a new film, which is kind of autobiographical, and it's premiering in France. I almost said France. I was getting really into the spirit there. It's premiering in France next week. And there's an article about this that appeared in the Times of Israel, and apparently this is his conversion to Catholicism is mentioned in the film, and his actual parents are interviewed, or they're in the film, they play themselves, and they are not very happy about his decision to convert. They're supporting him, even though they don't agree with what he's doing, but they're not happy. And so I want to ask you on the Cale Clark Show, if you're a convert to the faith, did you come up against this? Did you come up against opposition from the family? 888-914-9149 is our listener line or toll-free line or studio line to talk to me here on the show. And that's still operational. Even though it's pledge drive, you can still call in on the studio line. Would love to hear from you. The lines aren't quite as busy as usual, but it's a great time to call in. 888-914-9149. And you can also, of course, follow me on Twitter at Cale Clark. C-A-L-E, Clark with an E, and the show account is at Cale Clark Show. You can also email the program, Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com. Well, this comedian, Gad Elmaleh, his parents were none too happy about his conversion to Catholicism, and they were quoted as saying that, you know, he's working through something at the moment. He's working through something at the moment. He's not exactly 100% thinking in his right mind at the moment. That's kind of their approach to what he's doing. And he actually when he explained his own reasons for converting, Gad Elmaleh, this famous comedian, he tweeted in French, so I'm not going to read that out. Basically, what he said was on Twitter that the Virgin Mary took me under her wing. The Virgin Mary took me under her wing, or her mantle, as it were. And so he's really crediting Mary, our Jewish mother, for mothering him into the Catholic faith. And he said this, he said, quote, "I turned to her gradually. I began asking her to help me, especially before my comedy shows," end of quote. And so, hey, we just invoke the Memorare here on the Cale Clark Show, and we always pray that every day before we start the show as well. We invoke Our Lady's help too. And so I guess she helped him to be funny. But I'm not sure what some of the other reasons were that drew him to Catholicism, but he's 51 years old right now, Gad Elmaleh, and he said that when he was a child, growing up in Casablanca, you know, with Humphrey Bogart, growing up in Casablanca, he actually was afraid to enter Catholic churches, and it was kind of forbidden in his family. His dad told him, hey, you see this building? Never enter that building. Never enter a Catholic church. And so he eventually moved with his parents to Canada when he was 17 years old. And then eventually he went to Paris in the 1990s. And like I said, he sort of had this American sojourn for a little while, but he's back in France now. And in 2007, this is how popular this guy is overseas. In 2007, he was voted the funniest man of the year by viewers of the TF1 television channel. So here's what his mother said when he first told her about his potential conversion to Catholicism, which he's in the process of doing right now. He said, she told me, "You're changing God. You're changing your God. So you might as well change your parents." Wow. Those are pretty harsh words. And he said, those words were very violent. They hit me very hard. But here's the thing, which I also explained to her. I'm not changing gods. I still believe in the same God. And he's absolutely online right about that. There's no question. The God of Jesus Christ is the same God that was worshipped in the Old Covenant time by Moses, by all of his people in the Old Covenant times, the same God. Jesus is the Messiah. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit later. Jesus fulfills hundreds, some say as many as 300 messianic prophecies in the Old Testament. You talk about the Caesar Awards, you talk about the Oscars. If Jesus isn't the Messiah, he deserves an Oscar, that's for sure. Because he's got the best case. I mean, he's got a very, very convincing case. No question about it. And of course, we believe that he is. So some people, so he's getting a really mixed reaction, Gad Elmaleh, about his conversion. Some of his fellow Jews are congratulating him for following his conscience and looking at the evidence. And he says, this is what I believe is the truest expression of the faith. Others are not very happy about this and are quite skeptical about his motives. They think he's doing this for ratings. They think he's doing this to try to pump up his new documentary and create a bit of a controversy about it. But that to me sounds a little bit mean-spirited. We certainly have to assume that he's being very sincere about this. And let's pray for him. Let's pray for Gad Elmaleh. So if you're a convert out there, did you ever experience that kind of opposition from your parents? Was it tough to say yes to Christ and maybe no to your family? Well, Jesus says, hey, whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't love our parents. It's one of the commandments. We have to honor our parents, fourth commandment. But God has to be number one. We have to follow the truth. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Well, more on this, on these messianic prophecies in just a little bit. But right now, here's a word from our CEO, Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky with news that Relevant Radio continues to grow. We recently began broadcasting on a big station in Seattle. We started broadcasting just last week in Toledo, Ohio on FM and AM, and Tucson, Arizona is going to be next. One big reason we've been able to grow is our generous monthly donors. They've budgeted a gift of $25 or more every month for Relevant Radio. We call these generous monthly donors our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Please consider becoming a member. It helps us to budget better on our end. It saves us money, and you get some wonderful spiritual benefits in return, like being included in our Mass every day and the Rosary and Chapel of General Intentions. Take a look at all the spiritual benefits at relevantradio.com/Joseph. Check out our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society and give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. We're matching funds this hour, so whatever dollar amount you give will be doubled. You can also give by calling 877-291-0123.
Timory joining Cale, and we are fundraising today for the work we're doing here at Relevant Radio, as you just heard Father Rocky say, especially asking you to support us monthly, make us a part of your monthly budget so that we can continue to do the work we do here, especially on the Cale Clark Show. So if you'd like to donate, you can donate online, relevantradio.com. You can donate on the app, just tap the banner there on your phone, or give us a call, 1-877-291-0123. We've had so many people step up. Three anonymous people in the last few minutes have donated. Two people have donated $5,000.
Wow.
One from Wisconsin, one from
Texas.
Goodness. And another anonymous individual from Illinois just donated $12,000 as well. So thank you for supporting what we're doing here at Relevant Radio.
877-291-0123. You can call in to make your pledge and join the family today, or online, relevantradio.com, and through the app. And Timory, that is so exciting. Don't forget, we have our partnership challenge on for these next few minutes. Every gift is matched dollar for dollar, 100%. So this $12,000 gift in Mount Prospect, Illinois, has just become $24,000. Hey, we have $95,000 to go before we hit our next milestone. We need to get to 2.4 million. It'd be amazing if we could do that during this hour. We've had record hours on the show for the last 2 days. Let's keep it going. Let's keep the streak going. Let's go for three here. Let's go for a triple play. And I'm amazed at what's going on here with this pledge drive, Timory. It's been a real testament that people want this media. They want God in the media. Think about right now. In Chicago, it's rush hour. In LA, it's just getting started, the afternoon. People are picking up their kids from school. They're maybe leaving work a little bit early, try to beat traffic on those freeways in California. One of my favorite artists, John Mayer, he has this line in one of his songs, a trail of ruby red and diamond white, you know, taillights and headlights. It's all you see sometimes on the road. Well, we want to get Relevant Radio into each and every one of those vehicles. And that's all they have to do is just simply turn on their radio. We're there. The Cale Clark Show is there. Trending with Timory is there. Drew Mariani's show is there. And all the other fine programming here on Relevant Radio. We want to bring Christ to the world through the media. So if it's been beneficial to you, think about a way that you could support us with a recurring gift, as Father talked about. Hey, people have Netflix subscriptions for, you know, $15, $20 a month, depending on your level. Why not have a Relevant Radio subscription? Hey, we don't charge for anything. This is all free, but it's not without cost. And that's why we need you to help us stay on the air. 877-291-0123. Join the family right now. RelevantRadio.com or also on the app. Please give today. Give from the heart. Thank you for your generosity.
Explaining the Catholic faith and how you can live it and share it too. It's Cale Clark on Relevant Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Just before the break, we were talking about a famous Jewish comedian in France who has embraced Catholicism, saying that the Virgin Mary has taken him under her wing. But his parents aren't so happy about it. They're like, hey, you've changed your faith. You're going to change your parents too. And I asked, did anybody out there just listening to the program, if you're a convert, did you ever experience opposition from the family? 888-914-9149. How'd you deal with that? 888-914-9149. Give me a call. Let's go now to the phones. Cheryl is calling from Arizona. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Cale. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So what's your story?
I converted at 19. I met my intended husband, my future husband, and knew I needed to learn the faith that I have to raise my children in it. And so I decided taking inquiry classes at college and really didn't intend to convert, just like to learn, and was called home to the church. And my parents were good with it. I was raised Lutheran. They weren't real strong religious people. Mm-hmm. They really didn't have a problem. But my father's mother was what we call evangelical today, into a very Bible church. And she disinherited and kind of disowned me for a while. And for a long time, she kept sending us tracts. And finally, my husband said, well, why don't you just mail them back? Maybe she'll get the idea that we're not interested. So that's what we did. And she stopped. But, you know, years later, after we had children and he got out of the military and we were back in our home state of Ohio and living close to her and my parents, accepted the fact and was glad and could see the benefits of our faith. So even though she didn't agree with it, she came around.
That's pretty neat that she could see the benefits of the faith, you said. So she could see a change in your life maybe. And I think it's pretty cool, Cheryl, that you took the, I guess, RCAA classes so that you could be better informed as you're about to get married, future children that you would have with your husband. You knew, of course, he was Catholic, and that there'd be an obligation to not stand in the way for the non-Catholic parent, and sometimes Catholics marry non-Catholics, that a Catholic parent has to promise to raise his or her children in the faith. And so for that non-Catholic parent, I think it was pretty amazing of you that you were, hey, not only am I not going to stand in the way, I'm actually going to take this class so I can learn more about the faith. And let me ask you, Cheryl, was there anything in particular when you were learning about the faith that just made you sort of say, aha, this is the truth, this is it?
I think the sacraments were the big difference. As I said, I was Lutheran, and so not to such a stretch to go into Catholicism. And so the sacraments, it was that big change there and understanding the real presence. And I had my struggles with certain aspects of it, but that really, I think, was the big pull for me was that. And that really, I think, brought me home, because I think that's something that I wanted to that I embraced, and that was just something, a concept that was not totally clear for me. And the Lutheran Church believed in a form of transubstantiation, but not the way the Catholic Church.
Of course. Yeah, not the real presence. And hey, Cheryl, that's a great story. Thank you so much for calling in. God bless you, and drive safe. Sounds like you're in the car. And like I was saying before the before we came back here, when I was speaking with Timory, there's so many people who listen to Relevant Radio in the car, and I was amazed. I was down visiting the Relevant Radio studios a couple of weeks ago, and Father Rocky and I were driving down the road, and we kept pointing out, hey, there's a Relevant Radio bumper sticker on that car, and there's another one, and there's another one. And little did they know, a couple of show hosts were driving right by them. And they would have been like, hey. So we could have shouted to the car, you know, next to them and had a conversation. But I just think this is amazing that we can reach so many people through Relevant Radio, through radio. And it's all free. It's all free. We want to keep it free as well. And that's why it's so important for everybody to step up to the plate. If Relevant Radio has been meaningful to you in your life, in your faith journey, to call that line, 877-291-0123, or give online, relevantradio.com, or through the app. And I don't want to confuse that with the listener line. That's a different phone number. So I think it's always good to plug them both in your phone so you can just speed dial. 888-914-9149 is our studio line. Let's go back there now. Actually, we're going to stay in the state of Arizona. Kathy is calling from Phoenix. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, great. So it's first of all, I just want to say that I listen to Relevant Radio going to work and coming home from work.
That's
and
awesome.
I just find it super interesting. I am a Messianic Jew.
Oh, wow.
I'm a believer. I'm not Catholic. Mm-hmm, I'm not Baptist or anything like that. I'm just a believer that Jesus, Yeshua, died for our sins, and he's my Messiah and Savior of the world. But I just wanted to say that my great-great-grandfather, great-great uncle, they were rabbis, and
oh, wow.
So therefore, passing it down, they were Orthodox Jews, and my mother, well, all of her siblings, they all married non-Jews. My mother married a Irish Protestant, and so as the story goes, whenever there were celebrations on the Jewish side of the family. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My, especially the Orthodox, you know, the Chabad and all that. Mm-hmm. So my mother would not be invited to go to weddings. There's a special ceremony where the little boys, when they turn 3, they get their hair cut so that there's just the little side ringlets.
Yeah, the ringlets. Yeah.
So my mother, because she married a non-Jew, she was kind of cast out. And, of course, you know, I thought, oh, being Jewish, you know, I don't believe in Jesus, but actually God came to me, Jesus came to me and revealed himself. And I had friends, you know, reveal the truth about the Messiah, about Jesus. And so it was my brother actually who came to know my Jewish brother, right? Because being Jewish, it comes from the mother. I don't know if you probably heard that, right? So,
well, yeah, and Kathy, I got to stop. Can you stay on the line for a minute, Kathy? Just go, we're up against a break right now, but this is such an interesting story. Can you just hang on? Okay, I'm going to put you on with Patrick, and we'll get back to you and your story. It's really intriguing. I have some thoughts on that too. So, wow, this is just amazing. So, hey, if you're a convert to the faith and you had some family strife as a result of it, maybe you want to share your story. Call in 888-914-9149. Be right back.
To Timmerie here with Kale Clark. Kale, it's such an exciting afternoon. We are working our way toward our need of $3 million. If you'd like to support us here at Relevant Radio, this is the day to do it. This is your last opportunity to support the Kale Clark Show here on Relevant Radio. You can donate online, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, that banner is waiting for you to tap, or the number's 1-877-291-0123. We're looking at trying to reach 94,000 more in the next 30 minutes. So if you can give, I know you are able to give. It's a matter of what and when. And now is your opportunity to support the Kale Clark Show.
Absolutely. And Susan, I want to thank Susan in Fremont, California, who's just given a $1,000 donation. Thank you so much, Susan. She's a new donor, and she's given online, so she's going to get that extra pledge drive premium, that special talk by Father Rocky, which we'll send to you, Susan. And that $1,000 becomes $2,000 because it's a partnership challenge hour. All funds are matched 100% because of a generous donor just like you. I want to thank Mario in Chicago, who just came in at a $40 donation online. Thank you so much, Mario. That has become $80. Lorraine in New Jersey is just given $100. That becomes $200. Arthur in Yorkville, Illinois, also with $100. That's a second gift this week. Thank you, Arthur. It's twice as nice. And again, it's doubled. Speaking of twice, it becomes $200. So check out the website for all of our wonderful pledge drive premiums when you come in at different giving levels. It's really important. Not only is, as Timmy said, it's the last chance during this pledge drive to support the Kale Clark Show. We won't be doing this tomorrow, but we'll be back to our regular programming. It's also the last chance this year because we do these pledge drives, Timmy, 4 times a year. This is the last one. And another thing that you need to know, a lot of people are thinking about this. They want to donate to worthy causes. They want to get their tax receipt for the year. So when tax time comes around, then claim it as a donation. Well, Relevant Radio is a registered charity, and 100% of what you donate, you can claim it on your taxes. So, hey, I'm not an accountant, but check with one who knows. But that's what I'm told. That's what I'm told. So it's a practical reason to give, but there are some other great spiritual reasons as well. It's a media-saturated world, and we need to get this message of the gospel out there. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. You can go on the app. It's so easy. It's secure. You can give securely and join the family right now. 877-291-0123. It's your last chance this week, so don't miss out. Please don't miss this opportunity to help us keep Relevant Radio on the airwaves. God bless you as you join the family. 877-291-0123. Hi, this is Kale Clark. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. They're a pro-life phone company, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to Relevant Radio or another pro-life charity of your choice. For a limited time, new customers who mention offer code Relevant Radio get a free phone with free activation and free shipping. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the program. So good to be with you. We were talking earlier in the show on the Kale Clark Show today about a Jewish comedian in France who's extremely popular, extremely famous, who's converting to Catholicism. His name is Gad Elmaleh. And someone walking by in the Relevant Radio studios misheard me say that, and they said, "What, God Almighty? What is converting? What? No. God is the author of the faith. No. This guy's name is Gad. It's one of the tribes of the Jews, the tribe of Gad. So that's where he got the name from. So yeah, but you know, hey, it might have sounded like I was talking with a Jersey accent there for a little bit, but that's." I wanted to ask you guys, this gentleman had a lot of trouble with his mom and dad, and they're supporting what he's doing, but they're not really happy about it. And they just don't understand it. And I think it's true of a lot of converts. They deal with family issues, and a lot of relatives, maybe even friends, don't support one's conversion. So Kathy was on the line from Phoenix. She's still with us. Kathy, thank you for sticking around. You're sharing your story about how your father was not an Irish Catholic, but an Irish Protestant. Your mother was Jewish, and your mother was really not invited to a lot of things like weddings and a lot of social events because she was married to a Christian. How'd that affect you growing up?
So it was kind of difficult because a lot of my friends would ask me, what religion are you? Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's a big deal that you would have a religion. So I would ask my parents the same question, like, what religion are we? Or, you know, what are we? Because we really didn't go to church or anything, but I was always invited to go to church and mostly, you know, non-denominational. Mm-hmm. One time I was invited to a Christmas mass, and which was, to me, was amazing.
That's awesome.
A little story. My father was in the Navy. There was a non-denominational church down the street. I was, you know, like excited to go there and learn. And then our neighbor was Catholic, and I wanted to go to a Catholic church with her because of the stained glass windows. It was so pretty. The church was big. And so several times I asked her to take me. It was always, yes, I'll take you next week, next week. Never went. So I went on my own.
Oh, wow.
5 years old. I went on my own, 5 years old. I walked, I don't know how many blocks away it was. When I got to the entrance, I was just watching everybody, like observing and doing the holy water and the cross. And then I went and sat in a pew, you know, with other family members and children. No one asked me, like, where's your parents? No one.
Interesting.
And
wow.
Right. And then when they got ready to take communion, they were nudging me, go, 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 you know. And so I went up there, and I was scared to death, right? And then the priest was putting the wafer, you know, into the mouth, and the children were saying something, and I just mumbled, you know. And I just remember after that, I ran home as fast as I could.
But wow, little did you know that you received our Lord. The priest obviously thought you were Catholic, and the Eucharist, of course, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus. And that's intriguing. That's intriguing. So you just finish that off. You're about to say something else. Sorry, Kathy.
No, I'm just saying that I've always had a close.
Oh, sorry, Kathy. We're losing the connection. I'm so sorry, but what an intriguing story, Kathy. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm so glad that you did, and I encourage you to keep searching. And you are obviously a Messianic Jew, as you said, and obviously Jewish faith is traditionally passed through the mother. And there are one thing I want our listeners to know, and Kathy, you know this full well, is that there are thousands of Jews every year in Israel and around the world that do come to belief in Jesus Christ as the Messiah, whether they're Messianic Jews. And usually these are Jews who essentially adopt a Protestant viewpoint. They're called Messianic Jews. There are also Hebrew Catholics. There are many Jews who become Catholic. And I've talked about Roy Schoeman on this show before, Roy Schoeman, who wrote Salvation is from the Jews, an interesting book, which is actually a quote from Jesus, by the way. It's from his conversation with the woman at the well in John chapter 4. And it's all about his journey into Catholicism as a Jew who was trained under some of the leading rabbis in the United States and went to Harvard Business School and all that stuff. He also has a book called Honey from the Rock, which is a collection of conversion stories of famous Jewish leaders and others who maybe weren't so famous, who throughout the centuries converted to Catholicism, including Rabbi Israel Zali, who was the chief rabbi of Rome, became Catholic in large part because of the witness of Pope Pius XII and how he tried to protect Jews and save Jews during the Holocaust. And so, unfortunately, we mentioned this a lot too. Pius XII has been smeared a lot in the media. He's been called Hitler's Pope. This is a slander. It's not true. Nothing could be further from the truth. He did a lot to save the Jews of Rome during the war, and this is why Rabbi Israel Zali took the baptismal name Eugenio when he became Catholic, because that was the Pope's baptismal name. And so As I mentioned earlier, there are more than 300 messianic prophecies that have been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And we don't have time to go through all of these, but you can find the, if you Google this, it's in a lot of books as well. So many scriptural verses that Jesus fulfills. But really, we have to understand that Jesus fulfilled really the entire Old Covenant. This is what he said in Luke's gospel. And this is, of course, the conversation he has on the road to Emmaus with two really dejected believers who, after Good Friday, they thought the whole thing was all over. And Jesus says to them, he's resurrected from the dead. They don't realize it's him. Jesus says to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. So he talks to these guys in the road to Emmaus, appears later to the disciples, and he says this, everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. So the subject of all scripture really is Christ. And this goes back to the very, very beginning. In fact, one of the earliest prophecies about the Messiah comes from the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. It's called the Proto-Evangelium, which means the first gospel. And this is what God said to the enemy, to the Satan, after Adam and Eve took the bait and committed the original sin. He said, I will put enmity between you, Satan, and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Now, obviously, God was not talking about Eve when he said to the devil, I will put enmity between you and the woman. What does enmity mean? It means total opposition. Now, at some level, of course, Eve was kind of in league with Satan. She had agreed to his plot. She had taken the bait. She was now guilty of sin. So she doesn't have total enmity with the devil. But a future woman did. And that was, of course, the new Eve, Mary. I will put enmity, God says, between you, Satan, and the woman, that would be Mary, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. What does that mean? It means that Satan thought that he had dealt Christ a death blow by, you know, like a snake would lash out and you know, a rattlesnake, imagine biting your ankle or biting your heel. You think the venom's going to kill you, but he survives. He does die, but he comes back to life, of course, the resurrection. And that's how he crushes the head of the serpent. This is what Jesus did through his passion, through his cross, through his death, and through his resurrection. In fact, Pope Pius IX, in 1854, he wrote a document. This is the document that actually defined the Immaculate Conception of our Lady. In 1854, this is what he said. He talked about this prophecy. He said, the ecclesiastical writers, quoting the words by which at the beginning of the world, God announced his merciful remedies prepared for the regeneration of mankind, words by which he crushed the audacity of the deceitful serpent, wondrously raised up the hope of our race, saying, I will put enmities between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed, taught that by this divine prophecy, the merciful Redeemer of mankind, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, was clearly foretold, that his most blessed mother, the Virgin Mary, was prophetically indicated. At the same time, the very enmity of both against the evil one was significantly expressed. End of quote. So Pope Pius XII, I talked about him just a couple minutes ago in 1950. This is in the document in which he defined the dogma of the Assumption of Mary, that at the end of her earthly journey, Mary was taken up body and soul into the glories of heaven. This is what he said in 1950. He said, quote, we must remember especially that since the second century, the Virgin Mary has been presented by the Holy Fathers, and that's the early fathers of the church, the apostolic fathers of the church, as the new Eve, who, although subject to the new Adam, and that's Jesus Christ, was most closely associated with him in that struggle against the infernal enemy. Of course, that's the devil, which, as foretold in the Proto-Evangelium, Genesis 3:15, was to result in that most complete victory over sin and death. And so this is the very first prophecy in the Bible about the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and he's called among Messianic Jews and Hebrew Catholics as Yeshua HaMashiach in Hebrew, Jesus the Messiah. And Jesus does fit the profile for sure. And something that came later on, and these are, again, I don't have time to go through all the 300 prophecies, but King David. Now, Jesus, now, this is amazing because we talked about this this week, that Matthew is a very Jewish gospel. He's really trying to, it's for the whole world, but he has a specific mandate for his fellow Jews to show that Jesus is the Messiah. And that's why he opens up his gospel, the very first line, Matthew chapter 1, verse 1, Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So what did God promise to Abraham? In Genesis chapter 28, verse 14, God makes this covenant with Abraham and says, by you and by your seed, by your descendants, shall all the families of the earth bless themselves. Well, that's interesting, the promise of a seed. Well, that's exactly what we see in Genesis 3:15. This seed of the woman, your seed, her seed, he shall bruise your head, you shall bruise his heel. And then later, King David, God makes this covenant with David. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, when your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your seed after you, who will come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Who's going to have a forever kingdom? That's Jesus Christ, the son of David. So you see how Jesus is a fulfillment of these prophecies to Abraham, to David. That's why Matthew says he's the son of David and the son of Abraham, according to the flesh. But he is also the Messiah. That is the miracle that became real. And speaking of miracles, here's another miracle moment that's happened right here on Relevant Radio.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Hi, Father Rocky. How are you? Thank you for taking the call. You prayed all the family rosary, have prayed for Ashley, my granddaughter, who at 16 ran away, got pregnant, bad choices. Now, just she delivered my first great-grandchild yesterday, Mia. Ashley is in RCIA, and she's getting her GED, and she's turned her whole life around. And I'm just so proud of her. So thank you for all the prayers.
Thanks be to God.
Praise God. Yes.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Wow. Luz Maria, thank you so much for supporting us from Santa Maria, California. Brett from Illinois, thank you. Dennis from Woodland, California. Jose from Canyon Country, California, thank you for supporting the work here, the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. If you'd like to join the family here at Relevant Radio and donate now so that we can continue to grow, do the work we're currently doing, but grow, purchase new stations, reach new people, maybe a family member of yours, maybe a future spouse. There are a lot of people single and looking for spouses out there. Please give us a call to donate now. It's easy. It's safe. Your donation is tax deductible. Call 1-877-291-0123 or donate through the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com.
Hey, Timmy, guess what? I got an email from Alice in Fresno, California, listening on 100.7 FM. Yeah, we have some FM stations, too. We want to get more. This is what she said. She said, I just wanted to let you know, Cale, that thanks to your show, I have made my first confession in 30 years and have made a full return to the church. Well, I got news for you, Alice. It has nothing to do with me or my show. It has to do with the Holy Spirit, but we were just used by God at a special time in your life. And I'm so thankful to hear that. That's what we're all about here at Relevant Radio. It's life changing. It's bringing people back into the family of God. And that's why we want you to join our Relevant Radio family right now. This is your last opportunity. We only have a few minutes left in this hour. We will not be doing this tomorrow. The pledge drive will be over. So this is your chance to say, I want to keep this show going. I want to keep this show on the air. It's been meaningful to me. And hey, we need to pray for Cale, too, because he needs it as much as we do, and that's certainly true. So if this has been helpful to you in any way, please call 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or to the app and give today. Don't forget, It's a partnership challenge over these next 12 minutes. Everything that's donated will be matched 100%. You can double your impact. There aren't too many investments out there. Hey, especially if you're invested in Twitter, my goodness, you're on a roller coaster. You don't know when you're going to come back up. But this is a guaranteed 100% return on your investment. And you're investing in eternity. You're investing in eternal souls that we want to reach and that we will reach in the future through Relevant Radio. You're going to make it happen and make it possible for us. So once again, 877-291-0123 is the number to call. Or it's quick and easy. It's quick and it's just a click. Go online, relevantradio.com, and also the app. And we'll send you a special gift from Father Rocky, a great talk by him on how to have a happy Catholic family. So won't you join the family right now? 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com.
This is the Cale Clark Show.
And now, your host for the Cale Clark Show. He's 5'11", has a good three-point shot, and is a PGA Tour wannabe. From Coal Harbor, Nova Scotia, Cale Clark.
I think the 5'11 was a little generous. Thank you, Producer Jim, for that intro. Appreciate that. And hey, well, we're going to try to score here in the last few minutes. And speaking of sports, you know, there are a lot of U.S. presidents that were pretty good jocks. They're pretty proficient at different sports. And we know about this. John F. Kennedy was the best golfer ever as president. There's a guy named John Finkel who actually wrote a book about this. He called it Jocks in Chief. And it was all about presidents and their sporting exploits. And he actually posted on his Twitter an incredible story, which I had never heard, that Abraham Lincoln was a street fighter. Can you imagine that? Remember the movie Fight Club? Jim, do you remember the movie Fight Club?
You know, I just finally watched the first half of it a couple weeks ago. I haven't finished it yet.
With Brad Pitt. Well, there you go. Do you have that? Do you have that line from Fight Club?
Yeah. Let me pull
okay.
it up here. Ready to go here.
Every week, Tyler gave the rules that he and I decided.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes.
Okay, all right, well, hey, I don't know if Abraham Lincoln adhered to that, but don't forget, the first two rules of Fight Club, you do not talk about Fight Club. You do not talk about it. I'm going to talk about it because apparently Abraham Lincoln was kind of in a Fight Club of sorts. Apparently he threw hands 300 times and beat up a lot of bullies. Well, Abe Lincoln, you know, we know most of the images of him from the Civil War around that time, the sunken eyes, a lot of wrinkles on his face, stress, disheveled hair. This guy had the weight of the world on his shoulders. But before all that happened, he was a tough guy. He was 6'4". He was 8 inches taller than the average man in the 1850s, according to John Finkel. I mean, he was a giant. He weighed 185 pounds. Think about Randy Moss when he played for the Marshall Thundering Herd. Quick hands, quick feet, huge wingspan, and he loved to fight. He loved to fight. And in fact, Ronald C. White Jr., who wrote a biography on Lincoln, he did a deep dive on Lincoln's wrestling background and said that he wrestled a lot in Indiana when he was age 9 up to the age of 21. Then he moved to Illinois. He's working in a general store. People know he's a fighter. And the owner of the store used to brag about Abe and how great of a fighter he was. So he set up a challenge match with the local champ, the local tough guy, a fighter named Jack Armstrong. He was a leader of a local gang. Anyways, it was kind of backwoods WrestleMania. The entire town turned out for the fight. People bet on this, and Lincoln just absolutely had his way with this guy. Even though he fought dirty, the other guy fought really dirty, Lincoln grabbed this guy by his neck, held him at arm's length, and shook him, apparently like a little boy. And that was only the beginning. He started trash-talking Lincoln. He lost only one fight in 12 years on the street fighting circuit, over 300 fights. In fact, he was inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame in 1992, Abraham Lincoln. Can you believe that? He was a Conor McGregor and a Hulk Hogan combined all in one. Wow. Macho Man, like Macho Man Randy Savage. Whew. That's a great way to end off the show. I am ready to combat right now against the enemy.
Learning fun facts about Abraham Lincoln here on the K.L. Clark Show. If you love the entertainment, the education, the faith-filled advice and guidance and take on the culture, donate now. You only have a couple more minutes to support the K.L. Clark Show this week. Last opportunity of the year. If you would like to support K.L. Clark in this program here on Relevant Radio, numbers 1-877-291-0123. RelevantRadio.com is the easiest way to give. And we have thank you gifts to give to you as well if you're able to support us.
Absolutely. An anonymous donor from the land of Lincoln, from Dalton, Illinois, has just given $1,000 online. Thank you so much. I don't know your name, but God knows your name. He's going to reward you for your generosity. And that $1,000 becomes $2,000. Speaking of generosity, we've got a donor who is matching every dollar that's going to be given in these next 4 minutes. But you've got to act now. You absolutely have to act now. Gladys in Bakersfield, California has just given $50. Who else have we got here? Peter in New Jersey, $375 online. Thank you so much, Peter. God bless you. John in Richmond, Kentucky has given $600. He's a new donor. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, John. Let's keep Relevant Radio on the air. Let's keep reaching more and more people for Christ. We want to blanket the United States with the message of Jesus on the radio. How you can plug in and just tune in wherever you may be in a traffic jam in Los Angeles. Maybe you're kicking it at home with the family in New York City. From coast to coast, from Maui to Maine, as we like to say, we are there for you, and we want to keep this going. It's our last pledge drive of the year. It's our last chance on the K.L. Clark Show to support this program. If you want to do that, 877-291-0123, or go online. It's secure. It's easy. No lineups. No ring-a-ding. What? Does that even happen anymore? I don't know what I'm saying right now, but call in. Click in.
It's
do what you need to do.
It's been a long week.
We've got to make it through.
The easiest way to give. Please support the K.L. Clark Show. We've had so many of you have stepped forward. Valerie and Paul just said yes to supporting Relevant Radio and joining the family.
Thank you.
Artie has said yes. Stella has said yes. Love that name, by the way. That was one of the names we were debating for our
Stella.
Next kid.
Love it.
So please, if you can support the K.L. Clark Show, you have just minutes to go. We'd like to see the next 10 calls, and you could be that person to help us reach 70 people right now in the next few minutes.
Absolutely. Cindy in San Antonio has just given $40. It's her second gift this week. Thank you, Cindy. And obviously, San Antonio is a new market for us. It's the home of the San Antonio Spurs. We want to spur you to action. 877-291-0123. Grab that phone. It's sitting on the table. It's begging you to call. That's not really the phone that's begging. It's us. We're begging. Please call. And yes, we're not even ashamed of it because we need your help. We don't charge for anything on Relevant Radio. We give this service free of charge. We don't have an online store. We don't sell anything. Relevant Radio is 100% free. But like I said before, there is a cost. It costs a lot of money to operate these 200 radio stations across the United States. It costs a lot of money to have a major media program like we have. But we know that it's worth it for the kingdom of God. And so we want you to give. 877-291-0123 or online relevantradio.com or through the app, Timory.
And Kale, I am just amazed that we are able to do what we do and reach the people that we do. This is the most effective form of broadcast media out there today. You're sitting in your car, you're not going anywhere, you're paying attention, and you stumble across this specific show and program. Help others to do that. I mean, we hear from people all the time, Catholic, not Catholic, fallen away. Their lives are being changed. Just as you share, Kale, that woman who has gone to confession for the first time in years.
That's what it's all about.
Talk about cleaning our houses. Let's talk about cleaning our souls. It's both and that we need. And this is what is helping people. We need 6 more people to hit 70. So if you can be next, 1-877. This is the number. Are you ready for it? 1-877-291-0123 or donate online, relevantradio.com.
Yeah, join the family right now. I'll be joining Timory in just a few minutes. She's coming up next, so please keep it locked in. to Relevant Radio. Hey, you got a big family feast coming up. It's Thanksgiving. People gather with family. You want to join your Relevant family right now. 877-291-0123 or through the app or relevantradio.com. God bless you. Thank you for your support.